Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right, welcome to episode 87. So this episode is super simple. I have two ideas here, two mindsets that I think you'll find really, really valuable. And I know you'll find them valuable because they've really changed the way I live. And I know I say that pretty much every episode, but you know, I think I'm a pretty normal dude, right? I'm pretty relatable. I think you and I have a lot in common, more than you might think. A lot of the same problems, a lot of the same issues, a lot of the same thoughts, frustrations, emotions, what have you. You know, all the good stuff that makes us human. I bet we share a lot of that in common. But I think what we might not share and where I think I could help is with this mindset aspect, the mindset towards all those things I just described. Because it's so easy to let all of the stress and decisions and, you know, the what ifs in your life control you. But I found that two specific mindsets can really, really help you deal with those and not let them really kind of handcuff you in life. And that's what I want to talk about today. So obviously excited to talk about my favorite thing in the world, which is mindsets. Before I do that, I do have to give a quick thank you to today's sponsor. It's a new sponsor, so stay tuned. And I'm really excited for them because they support something that I think we can all get behind, and that's sleeping. Today's sponsor is 8Sleep. The word 8Sleep. They're a company that brings technology to your mattress to help you sleep better. And 8Sleep just released a new product that's called the Pod, and it basically tackles all the issues that might prevent you from getting a good, solid night's sleep. Like a big one, which I wanted to highlight, which is, you know, that feeling where you're either too hot or too cold, you just like can't get it right. Their new product, the Pod, it adjusts based on circadian cycle to make sure you're never too hot, you're never too cold. It's got all this crazy built-in technology, like a thermo alarm that gradually adjusts the bed before your set time so that you wake up more naturally. It's really advanced stuff. It's pretty crazy. Fast Company named them one of the most innovative companies of 2018. Time Magazine named their smart mattress one of the top inventions of 2018. They've got some real smart people from Harvard, Yale, Stanford, Penn on their scientific board. It's really impressive stuff. So you could check out 8Sleep, their new pod, at 8sleep.com. That's the word 8 and then sleep.com. And because you're awesome and they appreciate you and I appreciate you, you can use the code PURSUIT for $250 off the pod, which is pretty crazy considering all the technology they packed in there. So thanks a lot to 8Sleep for sponsoring the podcast. Go catch some Z's. Check them out. 8sleep.com, code PURSUIT. So getting into it, I am excited for this episode, as I said, but it might not sound like it exactly. You know, I've been fighting a little bit of a cold. I'm a little tired, and I'm not going to lie. Like, it's going to start off with what might seem like negative vibes, but, you know, that's life for you. And I'll throw in some laughs. People always say that I laugh at myself, so I'll do that. But, you know, I think addressing these kind of negative vibes is the best thing you can do for yourself. So for that reason, I'm excited. Just like I always am. You know, I think I say every episode, I'm excited for this episode. I'm 87 in at this point. But with that, you know, I can sit here and think of all the things that I don't have in my life right now. I can sit here and think of all the things that I do have, but I'm frustrated with, that I'm not inspired by, that I'm stressed out by. I can think of all those things. It's pretty easy for me to do. I'm sure you can too. Right? Issues with your job or your relationships or personal issues, what have you. You know, there's so many things that might be weighing on you right now, so many things that you feel are out of your grasp that are frustrating you right now. And I'm the same. I'm the same way. I can think of all those things. In fact, I do. I do it quite a bit, just like most people. You know, it's tough for me often to separate my thoughts from those things. And the result can kind of be this haze where you're just kind of living with those thoughts and within that frustration. You're just living through it one day at a time. It's kind of controlling you though. But for me, I've come to learn that, you know, that's normal. It's part of being human. It's part of being alive. It's nothing that you should be ashamed of. But what can you deliver you from this, I think, and what separates you from those who just let that emotion overwhelm them to the point where they're not really living anymore is realizing two things. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode. It's those two mindsets I referred to earlier. And these are really good things. You know, and I'm like, man, dude, that's kind of a downer of an intro case. That's a bit depressing, but these are good things. And, you know, I guess, yeah, sure, that's a bit of a realistic look at life, but I'm trying to level the playing field right here. These are all things that we all feel. We all do. These are things that we're all overwhelmed by. These are stresses that are in all of our lives, you know, and you're not alone in feeling those things. I'm not alone. You're not alone. No one is. I think it's important to realize that. But from there, I have come to realize that there's a big mindset shift that can deliver you from those thoughts. It can help you live your life so that you don't feel so handcuffed by your emotions and your stress and your frustrations and all those things that make you human. And that's what I've got for you today. Again, just my thoughts, my observations. And maybe even call them mantras. Like, these are things that you can repeat to yourself. These are things that I repeat to myself when I feel down, or I'm just feeling like I'm falling behind or lost, or, you know, I just don't know where I belong. Things like that. These are thoughts that reflect a mindset that demands you to be in control of your life, of your optimism, of your sense of positivity. And that's why I love these. And I really try to define myself by that, by optimism and positivity. Yeah, otherwise, I think I would be kind of overwhelmed if I didn't have that. So that's kind of like a testimonial for my own mindsets here, but they really do work. And I've boiled it down to two to make it simple, because there's a lot, but I think these are the two simplest ones, two simple thoughts. And then the first one is this. It's that it takes time to know what you want in life. It takes time to know what you don't want. And it takes time to know what you deserve. Time is everything. It takes time. And we need to realize this. I'm probably going to say the word time 87 times in this episode, probably. And if you listen to last episode, the one with Alex Lieberman, my first guest episode, definitely give it a listen. It was freaking awesome. We talked about time and curiosity, how those two things are everything in life. That if you can encourage yourself to be just passionately curious, and you can combine that with acceptance that things change over time, and that there's no rush, and that you're going to change and evolve as time progresses, then you're going to be happy and fulfilled, that there's really no way around that. That was the message from that episode. And it ties in here that it takes time to know. It takes time to know yourself. And it could be really, really frustrating right now to look at yourself and what you're doing and what you've done, what you haven't done, the things you've said or haven't said, the things you've fucked up over, just everything. Like, that can be really frustrating. But I personally find a lot of comfort in knowing that not only does time heal everything, okay, a bit cliche, let's move on, but time provides you with so many opportunities to figure out what you want and what you deserve. And that's what I'm talking about here, that when I'm having a bad day, I literally repeat that to myself, and it puts things into context for me. You know, is what I'm stressing out about right now going to matter in a year? Is it going to matter in 5 years? Probably not. You know, today, this stress, that frustration, yeah, it's weighing on you right now, but time will take care of that. And again, it's not that it's going to heal it. I'm not saying that time is going to help by sweeping it under the rug, but it will help by bringing new perspective into your life that will make you realize that you're capable of overcoming that thing, or more than capable of living with it and being happy with it. And it's that very realization that has helped me immensely. It has helped me when I feel stressed at work, or I've had a bad day with a deal. It has helped me when a relationship didn't go how I thought it would. It's helped me when I didn't stand up for myself when I should have, when I couldn't find the words to communicate what I wanted. You know why? Because I can look back a year and think of a whole myriad of stresses and problems and things that I faced back then, and think about how perspective has totally changed that in the past 365 days, and how that has helped me address those issues one by one by one by one, and now how I'm living and thriving with them. You know, and who's to say that more time won't do the same for the issues that I'm facing today? You know, I will say it. I will say that time will offer that for you. You know, I'm very confident in it. So to me, and I've said it before in many episodes, time, I think, is my greatest asset in life. Not only, you know, time is not only the here and now where you can grow, but it's also where you find hope in the future. Because I know that, you know, in the future, the time, it holds in an opportunity to address and overcome all those issues that I'm facing today. To me, that's awesome. Like, that puts a smile on my face. And along those lines, I saw a quote from my guy, The Captain, on Instagram. He's always got these kind of witty quote posts that kind of seem silly, but are also like really deep at the same point. So you kind of look at them a little strange, but there's actually a lot of good things in them. But he posted one the other day that ties into this and expands on it a bit more, so you can see what I'm saying here. The quote was, "Hell is knowing what you want, but not having it at the moment." So if your life feels like hell right now, at least you have a vision of something better. The dog will come back in your room, your food will be delivered soon, and being single doesn't mean you're fucking doomed. And I love that. You know, his language is just so witty, but I love it because it's exactly what I'm talking about here. That if your life feels like it's in shambles right now, if it feels like you don't know what you're doing, or you're disappointed in yourself, or whatever emotional baggage you're carrying with you right now, realize that if you can kind of force yourself to see that time goes on, and in that time lies opportunity, then that removes the frustration. You know, the very fact that you have a vision is everything. You know, you have a vision of something better. And even if that vision, like, I get it, even if that vision makes you feel a little bit bad about yourself right now, like you have a vision for where you're more successful, or with someone who makes you happy, or in better shape, or whatever. And even if that vision kind of makes you feel shitty right now because you're not that person right now, or you're not that way, you have that vision nonetheless, and that's all that matters. I'm telling you, that's really all that matters, I've found. It matters because the alternative, letting those thoughts and that stress and those frustrations overwhelm you, I think that's far too common, and a lot of people succumb to it and they let it rule them. You know, they stop living because they let those things control them. But when you have vision, even the slightest, even just the simple acknowledgement that better things await you in the future, that more perspective is out there for you, that vision, that literally, it literally rescues you, because it reassures you, it teaches you the value of time, that within the next 365 days, you have the most amazing, amazing, amazing opportunity to learn and evolve. And I think that's amazing. That amps me up. You know, 365 days, 24 hours in a day, that's so much time. And within that time, you can learn about yourself. You can learn what you want, what you deserve, what you stand for. And you can do that piece by piece, small step by small step. It's not going to be big. It's going to be small. And that's how it's happened in my life, you know? And the only evidence you need for everything that I'm saying here is to look back at yourself a year ago today. Think of all the stress that plagued you over the past year, and then think about how you evolved relative to that stress right now. I think you'd probably be surprised by the growth. And just think about it. It's true in my life. I could look back a year ago, you know, I was overwhelmed candidly by some relationship issues that I thought they would plague me forever. You know, no, I'm happy and single right now. You know, a year ago, I wasn't sure that I wanted to keep writing. Honestly, you know, why was I doing it? No one cared. No one read. You know, nope. Now I'm doing it. I'm doing what I love, and I know why I'm doing it, and I'm making a living from it. What a change, you know? A year ago, I didn't really have the confidence to voice my opinions on things just like this in this podcast. You know, again, why would people want to listen to me? Why would anyone care? And now the answer is nope. Like, you guys all care, and I'm so humbled by that, and I'm doing it. And the list goes on and on. You know, frustrations with myself or my career or fitness or friends or creative outlets, anything. Like, everything has evolved over time. And that is evidence enough to me that time will provide everything you need. And it's the realization like that that powers me forward. It allows me to deal with, you know, frankly, whatever is going on in my life right now. So that's my first point. And my second point is simpler, certainly simpler. I think the first point packs the most punch there. But my second point helps me every single day equally as much. And you should repeat this after me, I think. It's a quote I saw on Instagram. Again, I don't know who said it. I couldn't find it, but it said this, and it's really simple. It says, "The grass only looks greener on the other side because you've dedicated more time to comparing than watering your own." Yeah, I like that, right? Think about that. Right in the gut, you know? Because you've dedicated more time to comparing than to watering your own. How true is that? You know, when you're all up in your feels, when you're feeling lost and directionless and frustrated, yeah, okay. A lot of that is, you know, because, you know, you just don't know, right? And those feelings are the result of just not knowing. But the rest, I think, is because you're out there and you're just comparing yourself. And I've done episodes on this idea before, the idea of highlight reels versus behind the scenes. And this quote's the same thing, that the more time you spend comparing, the less time you spend working on your damn self and realizing, my first point, that time has every solution for you. And the result, again, is that your stress and your frustrations come to own you. And I think just realizing this idea here has helped me immensely. It's so easy to get wrapped up in comparison. It really is. And, you know, 1 second on Instagram will do that to you. You know, oh, look how hot she is. Look how successful that person is. Look how happy that couple is. Look at how fulfilled that person is. You know, I'm none of those things. I don't have those things. It's so easy. It's like automatic. We don't even think about it. You get sucked into it, you know. And when you do that, again, to my point, you lose sight of the fact that time is going to deliver everything you need in your life. It's going to deliver the perspective you need to escape all the negativity and the stress and the frustration that's in your life right now. And, you know, just take my word for it. Don't roll your eyes and call it wishful Case Kenny thinking, you know, or do. Some people have said it in other episodes, used it as a verb, like Case Kenny yourself out of it. But you should Case Kenny yourself out of it, whatever you want to say. You know, get out of your head, realize that you're comparing yourself, and then just knock it off. I can't think of a simpler way to say it. Realizing that's powerful. Realizing that and then combining that with the concept of time has helped me immensely. It's helped me find my stride no matter what is going on in my life. It's given me, you know, the confidence to do what I'm doing. To just do what I want to do, to take my time, to be who I want to be today, to not be afraid to be a different person a year from now. It's given me the assuredness to feel whatever I want to feel right now, to be with that, but realize that, you know, it can and it will likely change, and that's not a problem. It's given me the vision to be with who I want to be with today, to love who I want to love and not take that for granted, but also know that I'm growing and that I'm learning each step of the way. You know, and it's given me the strength, most of all, to get up each morning and to just choose myself rather than letting my thoughts choose for me. And I really want the same for you. I really do. And I think that the two mindsets I've been rambling on here for 18 minutes are helpful for you. I really do. So I'll end it there. Nice, short and sweet episode. But just, you know, remember that time is everything. I really think it is. It holds all of the opportunity, all of the positivity, all of the change you'll ever need. And because of that, you should be grateful for each day. And that should put a big old smile on your face. It does for me. So that's it. I'll end it there. Short and sweet. Go ahead. Follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. I do love chatting with you all. I love the DMs. I love the comments, the likes, everything, the tags. I do respond to everything. Sometimes it takes me 10 seconds. Sometimes it takes me, you know, 4 days-ish. So I love you all. I will get back to you, I promise. So you guys seriously rock. Thank you so much. So until next episode, I'm out.